Well, a man who would have known the contours of the Bride Valley very well was Dan Brown, who sadly passed away during the week. He co-founded Dawn Meats and turned it from a startup in 1980 into one of Europe's leading meat processing companies. He was a major figure in Irish agriculture and business, and he also chaired the boards at Chagask, Bord Bia and Waterford Airport. Well, earlier I spoke to the academic and Irish Farmers Journal correspondent Dr. Declan O'Brien about Dan's role in developing Ireland's beef and dairy industries.
Well, Dan Brown was one of the leading actors in Irish farming and the Irish agriculture sector over the last 60 years, really. He was from a farm in Douglas outside Cork City. He did a degree in ag and went on to work with on Forest Luntas, which is the precursor really of Tagisk. But really for today's farmers and for the sector, he would be known primarily as one of the founders and main men in Dawn Meats, which is one of the big three Irish processors, along with Larry Goodman owned Anglo Beef Processors and Keepack.
What was so unusual about him in many ways is that he started life, as you say, as a scientist working in dairying. He wasn't a meat trader. He didn't come from a family of butchers. And when you think about the likes of Noel Keating from Keepack, opened a butcher shop in Dublin in 1966, you've got Larry Goodman coming from generations of meat traders in Louth. And there you have Dan Brown, a research scientist specialising in dairying, getting into the beef trade and being really good at it as well.
Yeah, that's very true. And if you go back, even funnily enough, there was a suspicion of people with an academic kind of bent within the meat industry. So you have, as you say, this man who was a scientist who established Moorpark with Michael Walsh, and which was to be the kind of the Irish research centre for the dairy sector. And they did it so well that the Kiwis were coming to Moorpark in the late 60s to see what they were at. And then he jumps ship in 1974 and goes heading up the IMP, Irish Meat Packers, who at that stage were owned by Cork Mart, to head up their new plant in Middleton in East Cork. So it was a complete change of focus for then, but he thrived in it. And I suppose, in a sense, people who knew him really well said that he had, like all of the other men that were mentioned, he had a great eye for detail. He might have been an academic, but he knew how to cut, or he knew how to manage costs, and he could keep a very close eye on that bottom line. He brought, I suppose, that scientific and that organized head to this, which was, some would say, was a fairly chaotic industry in the 60s and 70s. But he put organization, he put smart in it. And that was seen in the success of his business. It's up on 8,000 people working for it. It has 3 billion of a turnover, Dawn Meats now, operating in about 12 different countries. So that is success. I'd say what he did see in the meat industry was a cyclical nature to it, in that when you had the supply of cattle, you could make a lot of money. And that would have been seen particularly during the cattle crisis of 1974, 75, that there was an awful lot of money made by processors in during that period. Also, he would have seen the potential within the intervention regime to make money. And he was well equipped to take those opportunities. When he set up Dawn Meats in 1980 with the Queeley brothers. And also, I think Brown was not afraid to take chances. You know, by 2004, he had Ballyhaunas, Rathdowney and Charleville. But also by that time, he had a retail packing plant at Crosshands in South Wales. He had operations in France. He was also active in purchasing slaughter plants across England and Scotland. So he was building a business that was transnational, and they were becoming a major player in the processing sector, not only in Ireland, but also in Britain and to a lesser extent in Europe.
What do you think his legacy is now, not only in agriculture, but also in business?
Well, look, at a very basic level, his legacy is going to be Dawn Meats. The most recent purchase was Kildare Chilling. It's increased their share of the cattle and the lamb kill in Ireland. At a deeper level, I suppose his early work in Moor Park will stand the test of time, I think, you know. That really was the foundation for the Irish dairy sector and the Irish dairy industry. In terms of business, it was a monumental achievement what he did. So many tried to do it and failed. He will go down as one of the real success stories of the Irish food sector.
Dr. Declan O'Brien reflecting on the legacy of the late Dan Brown, who was laid to rest in Ballygunner in Waterford yesterday. And I'd like to extend my sympathies to his widow Kay and his family. We're on text 51551, email countrywide@rte.ie.